think the setting up is part of the show. This may be the best part of the show. We'll see. Thank you. Electricity.
Will you try an experiment with me? Simply close your eyes and allow your ears to hear all sounds around you. Don't try to name or identify these sounds. Just hear them as you would listen to music, as when you hear a flute or a guitar without asking what it means.
Jealousy, anger, depression, fear, negativity of any kind are things that a lot of people spend a lot of time defending, and they're hardly worth defending at all. Most anger is immobilizing. You look back on angry moments and you would rather not have been angry if you had the choice. Wars are caused by angry moments and people are responding with anger. Jealousy is a very interesting emotion. Jealousy is a put-down of the self. It is a reflection of self-contempt that a person has. You can't grow if you feel there's a lack in your life, because you're always repairing the lack, right? And so growth is impossible. Jealousy means to take somebody else's decision to love someone else or behave towards someone else in a way that you wish they hadn't, and to assess that decision as having something to do with you.
Oh, yes. I'm going. Hi. Hello. I'm going to make sounds. These are sounds. I'm putting them here for here. I hope that they are sounds that sound like something you would like to hear, maybe. And then I will stop making sounds.
bergauf ging und aus dem Talnebel in die Sonne kam. Das Feuer am Rand der Viehweide, die Kartoffeln in der Asche, das Bootshaus weit draußen im See, das Kreuz des Südens, der ferne Osten, der hohe Norden,
der milde Osten, der große Wellensee, die Tristane Krone, das Delta des Mississippi. Alle Albert
and sometimes I call it Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. This is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza.
Das ist schlimm. Schande. Kommt das gut raus, da muss ein Schädel brauchen.
Die Fläche ist hier so
ins. Die Sonne.
Das Brot. Das Osterfest, die Haare der Blätter, das wehende Gras, die Farben der Steine, die Kiesel auf dem Grunde des Bachbetts, das weiße Tischtuch im Freien, der Traum vom Haus im Haus, der schlafende Nächste.
That person had that, I just started saving my money.
is why I do what you want.
Sometimes things are not as clear as they could be. Sometimes there are too many things going on, and it's hard to tell. I think sometimes I can't tell what I feel because I'm feeling too many things. I'm letting too many things in at once. Sometimes things are very simple. If you can just do one thing at a time, everything is wonderful. And sometimes it's wonderful to have all the things together. But sometimes you can feel stuck. Sometimes I feel stuck with too much. This is so easy. This is so simple. Maybe I should just be able to enjoy this one thing. If I could just enjoy one thing at a time, if there could only be one thing, I would enjoy it. I hope that you can enjoy something, any one thing.
Sound of my voice. Don't bother about what it means. Your brain will take care of that by itself. Just let your eardrums respond as they will to all vibrations now in the air. Don't let yourself or your ears be offended by improper or unscheduled sounds. If, for example, the record is scratchy, okay.
To me, I would see it as somebody else's decision to be where they are, having nothing to do with me. I might make a decision if I were in a marriage or whatever that I wouldn't want to be in a relationship with someone who would conduct themselves that way towards someone else. I might. Or on the other hand, I might decide, well, if that's okay, I can accept that as well. If you're talking about sexual jealousy or jealousy of relationships and so on. If you believe you're valuable and somebody else doesn't believe you are, that's the same as your reputation. Your reputation is in other people's hands. It's just their opinions. I am what I choose to believe about myself. And I might.
Meditation has no purpose, no objective, except to be entirely here.
Look at your jealousy and understand what there is to learn from it. And what a great gift it is. I went through a horrible jealous experience when I was in my early 20s. And after I finally got over it, I made a decision about jealousy. I said, this is just a reflection of your own inability to love yourself. If you loved yourself enough, thought of yourself as valuable enough, you would never make somebody else's decision not to love you.
And you may wonder how I can keep the sound going for so long a time. It depends on regulation of the breath, which is basic to the art of meditation, and I'm going to show you how to do this and why. It isn't something you do to improve yourself, to get ahead in the world, or to prepare yourself for life. For the division of time into past, present, and future is a trick of words and numbers. All memories and expectations exist now. And now only.
Bergauf ging und aus dem Talnebel in die Sonne kam. Das Feuer am Rand der Viehweide, die Kartoffeln in der Asche, das Bootshaus weit draußen im See, das Kreuz des Südens, der ferne Ostens, der hohe Norden,
der wilde Westen. Der große Bergsee, die Insel Tristan de Cunha, das Delta des Süßes. Ich träume wohin, die alten Häuserstalle, Albert und Köln. Das Morgenlicht.
Sag mal, was geht denn, da wieder alle rum?
Das
ist doch was
los. Hat
wenigstens jemand
Notarzt
gerufen?
Das ist schlimm. Kommt der muss einen Schädelbruch.
Warum wir beide?
Ich hab geträumt.
Das Brot und der Wein.
Wir waren zusammen im Traum.
Der Hüpfschritt.
Das wir waren so Bruder fest. Und Schwester.
Die Adern der Blätter.
Mutter und Vater.
Das wehende Gras.
Frau und Mann.
Die Farben der Steine.
Und
die Kiesel.
Wir beide waren.
Das Bachbett.
Beides.
Das weiße Tischtuch im Freien. Der Traum vom Haus im Haus. Der schlafende Nächste im Nebenraum. Die Ruhe des Sonntags. Der Horizont. Der Lichtschein vom Zimmer im Garten, das Nachtflugzeug, das freihändig Radfahren, die schöne Unbekannte. mein Kind.
Du hast Angst.
Ja. Ich komme wieder. Alle sind da und ich habe Angst, dass nichts mehr so sein wird wie vorher.
Nein. Du hast Angst, dass alles wieder so sein wird wie vorher.
If you were listening to it, sitting by a fire of crackling logs.
Let them ring. It's just a noise.
Myself, I could not sleep last. I could not close the window. But the window wouldn't come out. In fact, screaming, the trucks were rumbling, and the whole world was praying for silence. And it was up to me to shut the window, and I couldn't get it down. It was just making more noise. A jet went by and all the people waved. There is thanks, I yelled. The shift changed without a lull in production. Every and the big jet crossed low or a prop job swings down like a kamikaze.
So don't seek or expect.
There is an airport at the end of my street.
That wouldn't be true with it.
The New Age people say that you choose all these things. Choose the cars and trucks and airplanes, me and all of my neighbors. Well, maybe this is true. Maybe we can't live without all this goddamn noise. Maybe I need the noise to write poems, make love, and eat. I'm going to hang a sign out my window that says, "More noise, please."
Be lengthy enough to seem substantial, yet concise enough to feel reasonable. It should be serious with a slight wink. It should lay out a new course of action, but one that can change direction at any moment. If you must mention facts and figures, don't do so directly. The general thrust should remain embedded in one's mind forever. But specific words should be forgotten the moment they are. It should contain nothing that can't be confirmed or denied.
time as any to tell you that at some point I will not be playing this anymore. And I'm thankful to everything else that is playing and everyone else that is playing. Those who were playing before, I feel thankful to them. They were very nice. They sounded nice. They felt nice. They looked nice. It was nice for me. That things needed to be new, that everything needed to be new, that I had to have new experiences and make new things every day, that I could not make today what I made yesterday. Then there are a lot of things. Sometimes, like the idea that you have to think of new things that have never been thought before. But I think that we're all here, and we're all supposed to go through life and do all the things that have been done before. We're supposed to have all the feelings, even though we know that they've been had before. We're here to have those feelings. We don't need to progress. But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's nice to change. Yeah. Cluck is playing next. She will be playing music, I think. Or she will be playing and dancing. Or she will be dancing with her playing. Or you will be dancing and you will be singing. We have been having a very nice time here. We've been playing in Germany. Here, she has been playing elsewhere, but we have been playing in Germany, all sorts of places. We'll be playing some more of those places for the next couple of weeks, days, months. At least we'll be finished on Saturday, where we play in Berlin, and we play other days, other times, and I think over here you could look if you're curious. You can also, if you're interested in hearing other things that I have made, maybe someday you'll get to hear this thing. This, whatever this is again, although I think you're hearing it now. You can go onto my webpage. It's at lastever.org. That's for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. You can listen to lots and lots and lots of shows that sound different from this. And you can listen to this, which will sound the same from this, except if you listen to it at a different time, it probably will sound different to you. Everything feels different, always, because it's always changing, even when it thinks it's the same. If you'd like to know more and you'd like to talk to me about it, you can talk to me. If you feel anything, if there's anything, then come and tell me. You can tell me now. You can tell me afterwards. There's also a mailing list thing here. You can write down your email address and I will send you something. I will tell you about other things. This, but it'll be this kind of thing. And I thank you, and I feel thankful to everyone. I feel thankful to the people here. Like Sebastian, I feel thankful to Scotty and the people in this whole cafe, and it's all very nice. I think it's all very nice, and I'm glad that everything is everything, and I hope that this is okay, but I know that this is okay. Although it sure sounds like it's been the same thing for a long time now. Oh, we have posters also. It says that over here, posters. So yeah, tell me anything that you feel. I like that. I'm not going to talk again for a little while.
What there is and all that there is. We could say that the past flows back from now, like the wake from the prow of a ship, and then just like the wake vanishes. As the wake doesn't drive the ship, the past does not propel or move the present. Unless you, here and now, want to insist that it does. And so give yourself a perpetual alibi for every kind of irresponsibility. But I'm not preaching. That would be a diversion from our feeling centered in this eternal here and now, from feeling it directly as the reality. Again then. Just let all sounds going on play upon your eardrums. Without trying to name, identify, or locate.
Thank you.
close to finishing. Extravaganza. Again, feel free to go to the webpage at lastever.org to listen to shows from the other 15 years worth of shows. You can listen to 15 years worth of shows. You can listen to one every day and you would get it over with in less than 15 years. But you don't have to do that. You can also just say hello. That's a lot simpler. Again, you can write your email address down, and thank you.
Thank you.